clever hand for our master saxophonist, Mr. Walt Weisskopf, right here on the alto side.
make no mess, you don't take no mess. What do we mean by that? I'm gonna tell you right now. We mean, when we get ready to go roll out for the summer with a brand new mighty Steely Dan orchestra, we want to make sure it's the best goddamn band we've ever had in our lives, have ever seen, ever heard of. The people are smart, clean, reverent, loyal, smell good, look good, play good, show up on time, have their shoes shine, and save a small portion of their weekly income for a future, perhaps including children, or who knows. Short and fine, it's the best band we could get. And we've been loving these guys all summer. And we just hope that you feel the same way about them that we do. Because we think they're the best, you know? I'm not kidding now, Radelaide. This is the way it is. This is now, you know. And usually at this time, I'd like to introduce them and let them share a little bit of their personal philosophy of life with you. Especially with respect to this evening's proceedings, starting, as always, with Miss Catherine Russell.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't mean nothing without a woman or a girl. Oh, no.
It wouldn't mean nothing. What did Cindy Meisel?
Oh, hey. I want you to dance, so ha-ha, shake your money maker.
Yeah, that's what
shake
it is.
Your
table.
Shake your money maker.
Maybe I'll buy you a drink.
Take your dog, take it on down to the ground. Yeah.
That's right. And so says Carolyn Lenhart to follow.
Ooh, what do I have to do to prove my love to you? What do I have to do?
What does she have to do? And this question has been famously answered, but since I don't know the laws for obscenity here, I'm gonna just pass on the answer and go straight to the bridge, guys. Yeah, and on the piano tonight, Mr. Jim Beard. Oh. happened to us yesterday. Not here in this lifetime, but in an alternate universe where our lead guitarist and musical director, John Harrington, is just a little boy. It seems that they went into his bedroom and they looked under the bed and they discovered electricity. Right, John? Electricity. He's an electric piano player. He used to play the piano back when they had steam-powered pianos. And, you know, I don't know what he's going to do in his next job or what I'm going to do, for that matter, unless somebody brings back hand-painted socks. You know what I mean? Singer, songwriter, all the way from New York City. Mad about town, globetrotter, gourmet chef, stern critic of the contemporary scene. Philosopher, poet, warrior, all the way from New York City, the original, the originator, the one, the only one. Please welcome, if you will, Mr. Donald Fagen.
It was called The Royal Scam about 1975.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to go back even further in time to the Big Bang, I think. When we put out an album called Can't Buy a Thrill, there was a tune on there that was sung by a guy named David Palmer. Tonight it's going to be sung for you by the Embassy Brats.
Thank you.
Embassy Brats! Thank you.
see it fade fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. When you want, you were down and if you have it in your hand, the things that think you're precious, I can't understand.
the Wynwoods.
Steve Winwood agreed to hang out. I'm going to come up and do a tune for you right now. Come on up, Steve. There he is.
brought from the market better use. He said you must be joking, sir. Where did you get that?
Oh,
tonight to be with you, because the summer's almost over for us, but it's just starting for you guys. And, you know, summer's time for good music, good loving, good times, good weather, maybe, a little good weather. And, you know, it's just the best part of the year as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, you're the smartest people in town and are here at this concert tonight because you had the good sense to fork out some of your hard-earned Australian dollars to buy some concert tickets for you and your baby. Come on down and get some good seats at the show here, even if you had to pay a little extra from some scalper or something like that. And even if you had to, you know, go pay for some parking and buy some drinks and get some t-shirts and, you know, just like empty your wallet on this whole thing, man. You get down here and the music starts and you know right away it was all worth it. It's all happening. It's all right here. Steve Winwood, Steely Dan, I mean, what do you want, you know? And so after the show, you got plans, you know? You want to capitalize. You people are Adelaide here. Want to capitalize on your investment. And on the walk home, you're going to bust out a little, I don't know, twisted up joint or a cigarette or whatever you want to call it. Some kind of fine, imported smokable product that, the kind of thing that makes the stars look a little brighter, you know, and the food tastes a little better and your baby looks a little more beautiful, even more beautiful. And you can almost see what she's thinking when you look at her and you look into her eyes. You can see it all there unfolding before you, the incredible, incredible act of love and fierce abandon that's about to take place up in your dingy little condo. And it looks pretty fucking good. So, you know, it was all worth it. And then when you get to the place, you got yourself a bottle, and you bring it on out, you people of Adelaide. You break that bottle out, and you pour a little bit, and you have a drink for yourself and a drink for your baby, and you can't remember what you bought at the store. It tastes like burning rubber. It smells like some kind of industrial solvent or something. But as it gets down there, it starts to feel good, you know, and it's spreading out through your body, and working its little magic, and you can't remember what it is. So you turn to your loved one and you say, hey baby, what's in this bottle? What are we drinking? What is the magic? What's in the bottle? What's it at, babe?
to have a hand for our great trombonist, Mr. Jim Pugh, right here. Thank you very much. This is the Shuffle Diplomacy Tour 2011 Australian Department. And my name is Donald Fagan. This is my partner, Walter Becker, right here. With the Miles High Orchestra and the Embassy Brats. The Embassy Brats. Embassy Brats. And we're going to play some tunes, some old things, some things that are a little more recent. So sit back, relax, have a good time. And thanks for coming tonight, everybody. We'll be right back. girl.
Two against nature, two against greed. Who's on the breeze of fire?
it's a tune from an album we put out about the middle of the Jurassic Age. It's called, the album's called Countdown to Ecstasy. This was the lead off tune.
Thank you. just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. Did you ever change?
Thank you.